6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you here, and it just gets more exciting as the days go on because, of course, we find out more truth than we can shake a stick at. And if you think that our government can be trusted, you have another guess coming. Those who depend on government to survive are going to be sadly disappointed in the end when this is all said and done. And we have a gentleman that's been with us on the show in our past, both with Joyce and Daniel. And he has a blog called jamesperloff.net. We are going to include that link. And, of course, there's a topic in my show notes here today, Ukraine behind the wall of propaganda. And, of course, you know, we like to give our listeners here at the Power Hour a little bit of insight as to what is going on, what we're going to talk about. And if you have any questions, if you feel like you've been dumbed down and stupefied by our government for a reason, 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number to call. And I don't care if you want to cuss Joe Biden on the radio. Just keep it clean. I look at him as the lunatic at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and his sidekick giggles that can't make sense of any sentence, period. So the thing is when you read and understand some of the garbage that's coming out of the White House as well as the Pentagon and other places. And I told you earlier in our broadcast in the first part of the first hour that there was a story about our involvement, and I'm talking about the U.S. government, in bioweapons in Ukraine, which, of course, a Pentagon spokesperson succinctly denied any U.S. involvement in any biologic type of stuff coming out of Ukraine, and I dismissed that as propaganda. And, of course, we're going to sift through that right now, as well as all the other little details, which I know everybody's just been waiting for. We have James Perloff on the phone. He's not an expert on Ukraine, but he's got enough information out there to form some conclusions based on a preponderance of evidence. And it's all about sifting through propaganda. And that's what we're going to be talking about during this segment of the show. James, welcome to the Power Hour once again.
Nice to be on with you for the first time, Dave.
For sure. And so, you know, what struck you when you started doing the research on Ukraine? We were looking at deep state. And when you mentioned that before we came on the air, you're talking about deep state basically being behind. Here I thought banks financed both sides of this platform, but given everything that we're seeing and the tit-for-tat comments between Russia and the United States, I mean, that's a lot of propaganda to sift through. What's your 40,000-foot view of all this?
Well, where I start out in my blog post on Ukraine is the hypocrisy and the context. Looking at America and NATO's wars over the last decades, what I start out with is a clip that I know many of your listeners are familiar with. Wesley Clark, 3-star general, going to the Pentagon after 9/11 and being told, we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years. And he said, well, they said we're going to start with Iraq. And he said, well, has Iraq been tied to 9/11? He said, no. And you look at the Iraq war began in 2003 over the alleged pretext that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, which it turned out he did not have. And if he did, he never would have dared use them against America and Britain. We would have wiped him out. But we invaded a country halfway around the world at the cost of trillions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of lives. The war lasted about a decade officially. We still have troops there now. All on a false pretext, whereas Russia's been in Ukraine for only a little over a month on her own borders or security issues, which we'll get into. But then we're talking about Iraq, go back to the 1991 Gulf War. American public opinion was greatly influenced by a staged hearing where a nurse who alleged to be an alleged nurse claimed she had seen Iraqi soldiers throwing babies out of incubators. It's a famous the foreign guys committed atrocities stories. Well, that was all staged at, it's not a congressional hearing, it was made to look like one, but it's actually staged at the public relations firm of Hill & Knowlton. Even mainstream media now admits that the baby incubator stories was rigged and false. But after that, we put sanctions on Iraq that cost the lives of 500,000 children. I have the clip. It's less than a minute, but it's Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State, telling 60 Minutes that the 500,000 children dying was worth it. And then, of course, we go to the Afghanistan, where we were for 20 years. We went to Afghanistan allegedly to get bin Laden after 9/11. But a great book to read is Juggernaut by Gary Bernstein, who was our field commander in Afghanistan trying to get bin Laden. He told Washington, if I had 800 more Rangers, we've almost got him surrounded, we could capture him. He was denied the additional troops, and he was dismissed and sent to South America. Because, you know, the Pentagon didn't want to capture bin Laden. That would take away all the excuses for the future wars planned for the Middle East. Then, of course, bin Laden was allegedly killed in 2011 when Obama's President Obama's ratings were at the all-time low. And there's a lot of questions about that alleged death of bin Laden. He was thrown, his body was supposedly thrown into the ocean the very next day. So, of course, they couldn't confirm it. But even 10 years after the death of bin Laden, which is our original pretext for going to Afghanistan, we're still in Afghanistan, right? Halfway around the world. And how about Libya? A prosperous nation that had an average per person income of 15,000. That was very high for the Middle East, North Africa region. They had a literacy rate of 88%, the highest life expectancy in Africa. But when Gaddafi tried to introduce a gold back, the gold dinar for Africa, NATO bombed them relentlessly for months. We supported insurgents, many of whom were foreigners, and we turned a prosperous, thriving nation into a land of chaos. It's now maybe the top of the list for human trafficking. It's called an open slave market. It's in chaos ever since NATO bombed it. And how about dropping cruise missile on Syria in 2017 and 2018 on the false notion, false pretext, that Assad had launched chemical weapons on his own people. You know, you can't dismantle chemical weapons by bombing them, by the way. We're dropping cruise missiles into the Syrian capital, Damascus. If there were real chemical weapons there, they would have been dispersed into the atmosphere by those bombs. The Pentagon surely knew that there were no chemical weapons there. And, of course, I'll just close off with Yemen. You know, we're supporting Saudi Arabia's brutal war in Yemen, where millions have either starved to death or on the brink of starvation. So as Jesus said, you know, before you take the speck out of your neighbor's eye, take the plank out of your own. So we're talking about Russia, and I want to get into this next, is Russia's motives for being in Ukraine, but they've been there for less than a month. But look at our own record, and we could go a lot further back than 9/11, but that's where I opened the article, just the context and the hypocrisy.
Well, no doubt. And see, the thing that I had a problem with is when we had went into Iraq, it was basically based on weapons of mass distraction. That's the way I look at it. They created a political vacuum that could never be overcome. I mean, the whole country is still in turmoil and the economy is on the outs.
That's right. We've destroyed country after country. You know, I give a PowerPoint, which is, if you go to my website, jamesperloff.net, just scroll down, you'll find it. It was a public PowerPoint called War and Deception. I go back to the Spanish-American War of 1898, the sinking of the Maine, and then go to World War I and the sinking of the Lusitania, all the false pretexts and the fake atrocity stories that have been used to bring us into war after war after war. How many times can the American people be deceived by what they see in the mainstream, which we know today? The establishment already had pretty good control over the media back in the 1930s. Ferdinand Lundberg, in his book America's 60 Families, went from coast to coast and showed that America's 60 families, the richest families in America, owned virtually every big city newspaper and major newspaper chain in America. But now you've got these five corporations, you know, News Corp and Disney and Time Warner, NBC Universal and CBS Viacom, that own virtually all the media. And so you get basically one story. I mean, Tucker Carlson, give him credit. He breaks from the mainstream narrative. There are very few voices like that. Basically, you just see newscasters reading off the teleprompters like Joe Biden does. And there's no real journalism taking place in the mainstream anymore. It's sad to say.
But Tucker Carlson, even he, has his parameters when he's talking about this stuff.
Right.
So, you know, we're really not exposing. And Fox, to me, is part of the mainstream, even though
sure,
they get
definitely.
They're breaking away from a lot of what CNN, CBS, NBC, ABC, any acronym you want to use. But they basically, everybody is still throwing all their confidence behind NATO. And to me, this is part of our problem is that, you know, not only do we have a short fuse, I'm libertarian by nature. I don't believe that we need to be sticking our nose in everybody's business. This is where a lot of this propaganda basically, I mean, it's gotten away from us. We have literally lost touch with history and everything that's happened in the past because we're so busy focused on the present.
Right. And of course, George Washington in his farewell speech wisely advised us to stay clear of what he called foreign entanglements. We've been involved in foreign entanglements basically since the Spanish-American War, which is the first war where we're told it was no longer the duty of American troops just to defend ourselves, but we have to go up overseas and start defending the Cubans and getting them democracy. And that was really the beginning of that, that overturn the public image of the American, the duty, mission of the American armed forces. It was no longer just to defend us. We've got to go and fight other people's battles. But other people's battles turn out to be battles for the benefit of the deep state.
No, it just benefits the banks. That's pretty much who's been funding both sides of the war here. Now, as far as the circumstances, and I'm looking through your blog right now, for those of you who need something to do to bring yourself back up to speed, I'm looking at the latest news and media appearances and, you know, the latest posts. They're talking about fighting the COVID psyop with ultra-short video clips and graphics. This is what this has been all about, is 10-second posts. This is how politicians are made and how they're broken, is based on the 10-second responses they give. And I learned all about this, believe it or not, James, from a coach who used to coach for the Yankees, and then he coached for the Royals, and then he passed away from brain cancer. He was the skipper for the Royals. And this is just one of these things. I asked him, I said, look, I said, reporting on sports is much like reporting on politics. I said, how is it you're able to handle the media so well? And he said, you know, 10-second sound bites. And I'm just like, yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. He goes, but he says, when you're talking to these people, you got to have another 10-second soundbite ready for a follow-up, because the media will play the short soundbites versus this on and on and on talking diatribe and whatever the case may be for 60 seconds to a minute. You won't get any airplay at all. What you want is something where you basically keep people in a state of pandemonium, somewhat in a state of confusion, and this is basically how our left-wing media has been destroying America, has it not?
Well, that's true. You really can't trust anything in mainstream media. You know, when we bombed Syria in 2018 with cruise missiles, you know, there wasn't a single mainstream media newspaper in America that opposed it or even questioned it or asked if it was constitutional for a president to bomb another country without constitutional authority, since war-making powers are granted by the Constitution to the Congress. You know, the mainstream is monolithic at this point. You can't trust anything that you're hearing, and that coordinates with the monolithic political control that Klaus Schwab has boasted of, how they've penetrated all the cabinets, and how people like Justin Trudeau and Tony Blair and Angela Merkel and Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand and Jeff Bezos and even Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, and Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates have all been through his school for young global leaders. We see the centralization of control, which explains why both the media and the politicians responded in just such a completely uniform way to COVID. And now they're doing the exact same thing with Ukraine. And that's why we've got to step outside that box, that matrix, and become red-pilled, because as long as we keep listening to the mainstream, they'll walk us right down to the path of the Antichrist oppressing us, and they'll tell us it's all for our own good.
No doubt. Well, so, see, COVID, this whole thing, that basically, and this whole scenario, the narratives, changing of the goalposts, keeping everybody in a state of confusion, and then promoting the jab, which, you know, we have been for the last 2 years, I've been on a crusade to stop as many people
right
from getting this vaccine because of the crap that's in it. And, you know, Klaus Schwab they always just come right out of the box and tell you exactly what they're going to do before they do it. And when you start doing the research and you rip away at the propaganda and the Operation Mockingbird, which I believe the media is being controlled by the CIA, you may have a difference of opinion on that. I'd love to hear it. But to me, when COVID started and all the disinformation started and the misinformation started, the censorship started, all of this was part of this wall of propaganda to keep us in a state of fear so that more people would get vaccinated. What's your take?
Well, that's absolutely correct. And Klaus Schwab, of course, the World Economic Forum, they were part of the project predicted Event 201 that they co-funded with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in 2019, where they predicted that there would be a bat coronavirus world pandemic. It was an exercise, and they predicted, and they actually worked out in the exercise how they would use big tech to censor quote-unquote misinformation, when the real misinformation, of course, would come from big tech and the mass media. So they're definitely controlling the situation. They drop none of us were really watching Event 201 when it happened. It was only after the fact people started to learn about these things. And actually, the World Economic Forum, as you mentioned, they've been around since the 1970s, but nobody really understood their importance until recently, when our attention was drawn to them by the COVID scenario and how they were laying out the groundwork for how the world should respond. And then we've been listening to people like Harari, the top advisor to Klaus Schwab, saying humans don't have a soul. We need to have surveillance under the skin, meaning microchips. He says that a time of free will has come to pass. And by the way, he also says that Jesus being the Son of God and the resurrection are fake news. That's the kind of people, unelected leaders, who are shaping our future for us.
So out of the politicians operating in Washington, I have surmised about 50 of them actually are doing the will of we the people, and all the rest of them are corrupt. Is that kind of your same feeling?
Yeah, sure. I like Rand Paul. Tulsi Gabbard is no longer in Congress. I certainly like her, though. She's still outspoken. There are a few clear-thinking people who understand the Constitution and fight for the people, but the rest of them, as they say, they're on the take.
Yeah, I kind of thought that way, too. So we have this situation. Everybody wants to know, and all they're hearing is Putin, 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 Putin. Do we really, out of all of this stuff, Putin went after Ukraine basically just to clean house, didn't he, because of the corruption in Ukraine?
Well, you know, it's interesting that America, you know, usually if another country's misbehaving, we would first start with diplomacy. We'd try to contact Russia. We'd have talks with them. But instead, we went immediately to sanctions and weapons for Ukraine. And the media has made no attempt to explain to the American people what Putin has said his motives are. Putin gave a speech in late February addressed to both the people of Ukraine and the people of Russia as to what his motivations were and what his intentions were, and that was, you know, censored here in the West. And they just, you know, the Economist portrayed him as Adolf Hitler, as this black figure. Where will he stop? You know, this is only going to be the first country he's going to conquer. He's on a bet for world conquest. And America Online compared him to Stalin. I've got a screenshot of that in my article. But actually, here's what he said. He said that when the USSR broke up in 1991, NATO promised they would not expand further to the east, but instead – they've absorbed Poland, Bulgaria, Albania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Croatia, Romania, the three Baltic states. And now Ukraine, which is right on Russia's border, was already a NATO partner. They were about to become a full NATO member. And Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, had requested nuclear weapons. Now, Putin said, and I've got the clips of, you know, I have very short clips, 1-2 minutes long. So I know people don't like to have time for long videos. But Putin said, how would Americans feel if we put nuclear weapons right on America's border in Canada or in Mexico? Remember the 62 missile crisis where the Russians had nuclear missiles in Cuba? Kennedy reacted immediately with a blockade. We would not stand for nuclear missiles near us. Why should Putin put up with nuclear missiles right on his border? The second thing is, of course, the biolabs. I know you were talking about the controversy of that. Well, Victoria Nuland, who's the Deputy Secretary of State, admitted before Congress, I've got the clip on my blog post on jamespoliff.net. Just click on blog, you go right to the post. She admitted before Congress, we have multiple biolabs in Ukraine. And I have clips of, very short clips of Ben Swan, Tulsi Gabbard and others affirming these biolabs. They have been working on gain of function, which is, of course, what they were doing in Wuhan at their level four bioweapons lab. And we also the other fact to consider is the atrocities that were carried out by the Ukrainian government against citizens in the east. This is why Crimea voted with over 95% of its people in favor of leaving Ukraine for Russia. They were part of Russia for a long time, and finally Nikita Khrushchev gave them to Ukraine. But the people voted themselves out. There's an excellent documentary called Ukrainian Agony. It was made in 2016, long before the Russian invasion, by a German filmmaker. It's still on YouTube, and I linked to it at the end of my article. But thousands of Ukrainian citizens were killed by their own government. These are primarily the people in the east, in the Donbass region. They were shelling schools, shelling civilian apartment houses. He interviews the people there, and also Oliver Stone, same thing in his documentary Ukraine on Fire, also made in 2016, showing the background of all of this. So Russia has valid national security concerns, and I quote American colonel, David McGregor, is interviewed on Fox. He said that Ukraine should be neutral. He said being neutral would be good for Russia and good for NATO. It puts a neutral buffer zone between us. That's what we should have, you know. Russia has valid security concerns, no matter what you think about Putin in NATO. Our national security concerns have led us to travel halfway around the world under false pretenses.
No doubt. All right, we're coming up to the break right now, folks, and we're going to keep James Perloff on the show. If you have questions, I mean, I've got a lot of questions. I know you've got questions. 844-769-2944. We're going to get into some of the deep state stuff and talk about NATO and the fact Zelensky might be the real criminal here. So you stay with us. We'll be right back after the break to take your calls and continue this conversation on the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
21 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We have James Perloff. He has a website called jamesperloff.net. I have already bookmarked it. If you have not, I mean, there's a ton of stuff on there. And here's the thing. We're talking about propaganda, how much of it is being spoon-fed to us by our own media. We're talking about demonization of Putin. Now, I know all these left-wingers out there, James, are going to be sitting there calling us a couple of Putin what's that term that they use for
apologists?
Yeah. You know, I'm just like, look, we're trying to get to the truth here, and if you're going to demonize us, you know, you're pointing several fingers back. I can't help but think that Deborah Rosenbaum, who testified before that House committee on April Fool's Day, lied to this subcommittee about our real involvement in these biolabs. And you were telling me on the break that there is actually gain of function research. Where is this information coming from?
Well, like I say, it comes from our own Deputy Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, who's been heavily involved with Ukraine for over the years. I think she really let that slip before Congress, and I've got the clip of her admitting it. I think she'd love to take it back. But I quote Tulsi Gabbard and other authorities, and if you can believe them, the Russians and what they've discovered about these biolabs. So what people like to say is, well, they're not really bioweapons labs, so that's fake news. Well, yeah, they may not be bioweapons labs specifically, but they're certainly working on things like anthrax, plague, and many other deadly pathogens. And that is extremely dangerous. And you can understand why the Russians would not want that on their immediate border any more than we would want Russian biolabs on our border, because, you know, a drone can aerosolize those pathogens and spread them into the air over a foreign nation. So it's another good reason for Russia to have a motivation to intervene in Ukraine. I don't think it's their main reason, but it's one of them.
Right. No, but the thing is that the demonization and the propaganda, folks, and this is why I say, if you have the opportunity to go online, some of you do not have internet, you don't believe in it, but if you do and you have the opportunity to bookmark this website, this is going to help you, jamesperloff.net is going to help you sip through the propaganda about all this stuff. So when you turn on TV and you hear these talking heads in Operation Mockingbird, this is a continuation of COVID. And because of all the crap that's happened with COVID and the lies and the convincing of 220 million plus people to take these injections into their systems, which basically is nothing but mRNA nanotechnology, which they're going to eventually, I think, use 5G and other things to mess us up and eliminate as much of the U.S. population as possible. All these people basically drank the Kool-Aid. I cannot believe that they would listen to mainstream media and these talking points, which have been fear motivation. What do you attribute, James, to be the difference between why they don't want to report fact? Is it the CIA that is doing Mockingbird? Is this just a continuation of it in Ukraine to basically weapons of mass distraction again, to keep from the real intent, which is to kill the dollar and kill our economy and kill half of America?
We need to get into the motivations behind what's been going on. But basically, yeah, it's money controlling the mainstream media. And I'm sure you've seen some of those videos, which are funny to watch, of news anchors from different networks all saying the exact same thing off their teleprompters. They're basically not journalists at all. They're simply, as you say, talking heads who are talking from a script. And that script is designed to serve the interests of the deep state and the wealthy and the central bankers who have been calling the shots in the West and America for a long, long time. And, my history with this goes way back. You know, I got red-pilled in 1978 when I read Gary Allen's book, None Better Call a Conspiracy, and I started writing for the New American Magazine in 1985. And I blog independently, but I've been researching and writing books about the drive for world government and the deep state for over three decades now. So I wasn't expecting a medical pretext for world government when COVID came along. And you never know. I didn't know there was going to be a move with Ukraine in advance. I mean, it's very hard to predict exactly what's going with our planning next, because we're not flies in the wall. We don't sit in you know, the walls of the deep state and hear what they're saying. But none of what they're doing is surprising to us because all of it fits into their game plan.
No doubt. And see, here's the thing we were talking about on the break, folks, because we do have a chance during these breaks to chat it up a bit and find out what's really going on. Ukraine, believe it or not, has its own version of a porn star, John Holmes, and that person is Volodymyr Zelensky, its president. And, of course, a lot of people think, oh, well, he's the victim here. He's not the victim, is he?
No. You have to really go back, and again, Oliver Stone's movie Ukraine on Fire is a great place to begin with this, but Ukraine had a legitimately elected president named Viktor Yanukovych, who was overthrown in 2014, and the reason he was overthrown is the IMF wanted to loan money to Ukraine, and but they were demanding that in exchange for this that Ukraine undergo extreme austerity measures. And Yanukovych was not in favor of that. Russia was giving him a much better deal, and that's when the coup was staged in 2014. A CIA-backed coup overthrew him, and ever since then, Ukraine has been a Western puppet state. We have, of course, the famous taped conversation between Victoria Nuland, who was then in 2014, she was the Assistant Secretary of State, a phone call between her and the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was Jeffrey Hyatt, talking about regime change and who would be the best leader for Ukraine, right? Zelensky had no political experience before 2019. He was a comedian, actor, and I have in my section of my blog post on Ukraine's government, I start out with this porn video he made where he's dancing naked in high heels with other men. And this is the guy we're supporting? I mean, come on, I've got a link to another. I didn't show all of it, but I've got a link to if people want to watch more of it, they can. But Zelensky is a dictator. I mean, he's banned all opposition parties. He seized control of the media. The media is now controlled by the state. That's not democracy. That's not freedom. And it's interesting. Somebody put together these headlines. I duplicate them in my web post. How the Western media was giving Zelensky and Ukraine negative publicity before this whole Russian situation arose. I mean, The Guardian in England said, "Welcome to Ukraine, the most corrupt nation in Europe." New Europe wrote, "Ukrainian president's rule becomes increasingly corrupt and authoritarian." Here's another headline: IMF ranks Ukraine as Europe's poorest country. Another headline: Ukraine's deadly profession. Three journalists attacked in July. You know, the media was not in favor of Zelensky before all this started. Now we're giving him weapons, and he's made out to be a hero. He's Winston Churchill standing up to Germany in World War II. You know, all of this propaganda, which is designed to make us support a widening and broadening of this war, which could be over quickly if we let the Russians take care of business and, you know, neutralize the Ukraine, which is really the best condition for all parties involved, except for, you know, the deep state and its puppets.
Oh, of course. And then this is the thing. We're not going to see the same kind of political vacuum in Ukraine when Putin takes that over, because he's going to replace him with people that he trusts that are going to control the situation. There won't be a political vacuum because Russia will have complete control of that whole scenario. 844-769-2944. Willie in Vermont, you're on the phone with James Perloff. What say you?
Thank you for letting me come on the air. Mr. Perloff, I read your book, Shadows of Power, in mid-90s. At the same time, I was listening to Ted Gunderson, agent in charge of Las Vegas District, and he was on the trail of pedophiles. At the time, I thought it was just a rogue operation, but in the last couple of years, it's come to the forefront like it's a major thing with the people that are running the world order. I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Willie. Go ahead, James. What say you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein and, of course, the Maxwell trial. You know, it's interesting that out of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, that they decided, yes, she was involved with human trafficking, but wait a minute, what about these sex slaves? Who was paying for them? Where did they go? There's been no answer on that. You know, what about Bill Gates and relationship with Jeffrey Epstein? And what about Bill Clinton going down to Epstein's island 26 times on the Lolita Express? Why is there no coverage of this? Well, it's very clear that the deep state gets people in power, and the evidence for this goes way back, people in power who are blackmailable, who, you know, you've got the pictures of them, having sex with underage people, and you've got this on file, and you can now blackmail world leaders with deeds that they've done, and threaten to expose them if they ever step out of line. And making sure that they can blackmail world leaders, and pedophilia is a big part of this, besides being a complete crime against the children that are involved, and it's becoming increasingly widespread. This has been a method of control, besides the bribes and the threats of other forms of punishment, that has kept politicians in line. No question about it.
Well, it makes me wonder, too, James, whether or not all of these 30 Democrats that have resigned that aren't going to run again in this upcoming election, whether or not they didn't have a file on them, and that's the reason they don't want to run, because they're tired of kowtowing to deep state.
I wouldn't be surprised. I didn't know the number was 30, but well, a lot of people are, Jen Psaki is, resigning and going to MSNBC.
Oh, yeah, Peppermint Patty.
Lot of people are, the rats are deserting the ship. I mean, it's obviously the United States, I hate to say it, the United States government is a sinking ship. I mean, we could sure use Thomas Jefferson and John F. Kennedy right now running the White House. But I'd settle for Rand Paul and Tulsi Gabbard as president and vice president. But unfortunately, we're stuck with Biden, Harris, and Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. I mean, we're talking about people that are now becoming increasingly incoherent in everything they say. And even the mainstream media in Australia and Britain has been making fun of them. It's interesting if you watch it, that they're saying things that just don't even make sense. I mean, our leadership has never been worse in America than it is right now.
It's crazy. Chance in West Virginia, you're on the phone with James Perloff. How are you today?
Yes, hello, Dave. Hello, Mr. Perloff. Mr. Perloff, I've got both of your books, Truth is a Lonely Warrior and 13 Pieces of the Jigsaw. And I would like to recommend that the whole listening audience read those books. They are very insightful, very good reading, very good points. And I just wanted to say that, Mr. Perloff.
Well, thank you very much. As you mentioned, that Truth is a Lonely Warrior, which came out in 2013, is a history of the deep state, everything from the Fed and the Council on Foreign Relations and false flags for wars to up to weather control and vaccines. And then 13 Pieces of the Jigsaw fills in some holes that I didn't cover in the first book. As 13 Pieces of the Jigsaw came out in 2019 and covered things that I'd missed before, like electromagnetic frequencies, what is the true meaning of aliens and UFOs, and also expand on things that Ali covered in minor detail in the Truth is Lonely Warrior, like the Spanish-American War, World War One. I have full chapters on all of these in the second book, 13 Pieces of the Jigsaw. So thank you for that recommendation. I appreciate it. My whole life since 1978 has been dedicated towards spreading the message of truth and trying to get people out of the matrix into a red-pilled understanding of the truth. Jesus said many times, I came to tell the truth. And often to get to the truth, you have to peel off the lies that conceal it.
Well, God bless you, Mr. Perloff, and keep up the great work now.
Thank you very much, Chance.
Well,
appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Chance. Thanks so much for being a valued listener here on the Power Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, phone lines are still open, 844-769-2944. We have about 12 minutes left in the show, so you don't have a whole lot of time if you've got a comment or a question for Mr. Perloff. JamesPerloff.net is the website. And if this is the thing, you know, There are a lot of truth seekers out there, and half of them aren't buying what the U.S. government is dishing out. I really don't see. I look at America as a one-party system right now, basically controlled by deep state. And no matter how many people think that Hunter Biden and this laptop from hell and all the other garbage that's going on, and Pelosi, every time she opens her mouth, the little Michael Jackson impersonator with a bad makeup day is constantly spewing about democracy this and democracy that. And then Peppermint Patty, who is, that's my little term for Jen Psaki, you know, and she has a reason for leaving, obviously, because I think she's getting a little tired of having to stand there and take crap from Peter Ducey. But aside from that, it's one of these things that this one party system is going to lead this country into a total proverbial state of caca if we don't get a handle on this thing in November. What's your take on that?
Well, I don't have a great deal of faith in the voting system. We saw what happened last time, but I think that opinion has to be overwhelmingly against the leadership so-called leadership we have in Washington. I would like to see, hope to see that the midterm elections could bring about some return to sanity. Although that, of course, we won't be changing things at the White House, just at the congressional level at that point.
Yeah, well, at least not to that extent anyway. Dave in Virginia, you're on the phone with James Perloff. How are you?
Hey, Dave, how you guys doing right there? I've been listening to you right there. You know, all this stuff right there with Ukraine and all this is going on right there and everything. I mean, it's just a kind of like a feeling right there that you get right there where that president of Ukraine right there, he's kind of, maybe working with Russia and China, you know, with what's going on right there, because, you know, some of the bombers that they're doing over there and everything right there, they got most of the people out of the daggum cities and everything, you know, they got them all the way from there. And Putin, you know, just before this stuff happened, he just visited China. And I'm wondering, China wants to get us in a confrontation right there to just keep the dead gum, this new world reset going here or whatever and everything. And, it just keeps on going and going. And if anybody ever needed to be investigated right there, I think the dead gum Biden family right there needs to be investigated more than what Trump ever did when he was in office.
Yeah. Dave, I'm going to have to concur with you there, Dave, because I think that that's probably something that we already know, that this laptop from hell, we already know that Hunter is compromised and so is his father. There's no getting around that. Would you say, agree with that, James?
Yes, and I think that's a perfect opportunity to, since we only have about 9 minutes or 8 minutes left, to get into what the deep state motives are or may be for this. And there's what I consider to be some secondary motives for our reaction to Ukraine, which would include the money laundering and Hunter Biden. Now, Hunter Biden, what does he know about natural gas? But yet he was hired by Burisma, the largest gas company in Ukraine, to be on their board of directors for $50,000 a year. Well, what's that? It's just influence peddling. He was, the son of the vice president of the United States at that time. Another thing which I consider secondary is the fact that Ukraine is distracting us from other things, like the fact that the Pfizer trial results came out and showed that over 1,200 people died in their trials, or all the athletes that are dying or suffering from myocarditis from vaccination, or as we mentioned earlier, the pedophile scandal. But I think that there are three major motives that we could look at for the deep state in Ukraine. And one you've already mentioned, which is the Great Reset, you know, the move towards a digital ID, a cashless society, and a social credit system like they have in China right now. And, you notice something, which is to get a worldwide financial reset, they need a worldwide financial collapse. If you look at it, COVID started that with the lockdowns, right, with hundreds of thousands of small businesses out of work, millions of people out of work. And then the next stage was no jab, no job. So countless people went out of work because they wouldn't take the vaccine. That further destroyed the economy. Now we've got sanctions on Russia, which maybe they hurt Russia, sure, but they also hurt all of our businesses, which are doing business with Russia. They, in, on top of the gas prices going up from inflation, we now have the fact that we, you know, we're not getting the oil we used to get from Russia. And the Europeans are threatened with a possible cutoff if they don't deal in rubles. So there's been this serious series of blows on the world economy. And the next one might be, you know, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum has been predicting for a long time. You can easily find clips of this online of a cyber attack. He says this would be far worse than COVID. Now, one thing that's important to know, and this is on Robert F. Kennedy's website, there was recently a war game exercise simulating a global financial collapse. And this was in Israel. It was a 10-country contingent, including the Treasury officials from the United States and nine other countries, as well as the World Economic Forum, Bank of International Settlements, IMF, and World Bank. So it looks like they're expecting a cyber attack, which with the Ukraine war would give a very convenient excuse for blaming on Russia. A second thing to consider for the deep state motives in Ukraine is the pipelines. You know, Ukraine is the gateway for Russian gas to get to Western Europe. But a lot of people don't know this. The United States and Israel have been investing in the development of what's called the Leviathan oil and gas field, which is in the Mediterranean off the coast of Israel. It's got an estimated 600 billion cubic meters of natural gas. Now, the Israelis and the United States want to build a pipeline through Syria to Turkey to Ukraine to Western Europe, which would totally shut out Russia, which I've got to mention is becoming increasingly Christian in its makeup. Now, Ukraine would be on board with this. Turkey is reportedly on board on with this pipeline for a cut of the take, but Syria is not. And you have to look at Syria and say one reason, at least, why they said Bashar al-Assad must go, why Assad must go. Andy McCain said that countless times, right? The fact that they wanted a puppet in there who would go along with this pipeline. He was the one sticking point for it. And that helps explain why Israel has relentlessly bombed Syria, which is not reported in the Western media, and also explains why Russia went down to help Assad and their air force went down and bombed ISIS, bombed al-Nusra Front, bombed al-Qaeda. Why? Because one reason was, well, it wasn't just totally altruistic. They knew that if Assad was replaced by a puppet, that pipeline would go through and cut off what is probably their biggest source of income. But the third thing, and feel free to cut in me on me anytime here, Dave. The third thing, the one that worries me the most, is the possibility of a third world war. You know, people have been pushing recklessly for these sanctions on Russia. For Congress has passed $14 billion in military aid to Ukraine. Lindsey Graham has called for the assassination of Putin. Joe Biden has now said twice now that he shouldn't remain in power. In other words, regime change. Russian athletes and other Russian entities are banned in the West. And even Yuri Gagarin, this just floored me. You know, he was the first astronaut, or they would say cosmonaut, in space. His name has been removed by the Space Foundation simply because he's Russian. Now, the guy died 54 years ago. What's this got to do? He's got nothing to do with the Ukraine intervention, you know. But it seems like we're trying to provoke Russia in every way. And this is very dangerous because they've got nuclear missiles, which they're hypersonic missiles that can't be detected by radar. We don't have that. This is a dangerous game to play. We're not dealing with Yemen here. We're dealing with a nuclear power. And the question that arises in my mind is it possible, knowing the satanic nature of the deep state, is it possible that they're actually looking to start a nuclear war, thinking they can survive it on underground facilities? Now, I don't believe they want an all-out nuclear war, because that would destroy all this infrastructure that they've built up, like 5G and vaccine passport.
Yeah,
but they might.
See.
But they, yeah, but
EMP.
Yeah, but they might be looking for a limited nuclear war. You might remember there was a movie in 1964 called Fail Safe.
Yeah, oh, I remember that very well. Dan O'Herlihy. Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. I remember that very well.
Henry Fonda played the president, and there was a limited nuclear war. One Russian city was destroyed, and one American city was destroyed. And it might be that they have something like that in mind. I don't know. Again, we're not flies on the wall, but they might believe that a limited nuclear war would be enough to scare the world into the final phase of world government, which is the first, you might remember, the First World War brought about the League of Nations, the Second World War brought about the UN, and the Third World War could bring about a world government. I might add that the First World War brought about the Soviet Union. The Second World War brought about communism in Eastern Europe and in China. And a Third World War could make us communist worldwide, which when Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum says you will own nothing and be happy, what's that? Who's going to own everything? The state with the rich behind it, same as in the Soviet Union. It's communism. So you can see the progression through the years. If you know your history, you know that they've been gradually building towards this end game.
No doubt. Well, James Perloff, we appreciate that. I'm always thinking that I think the rest of the world, and I'm talking about China and Russia, North Korea, Iran, the ones that have the ability to strike by stealth, could launch an EMP over the central part of the United States, take out our grid, and then sit idly by and watch us all destroy ourselves, because our own EMP commission has said 9 out of 10 people would be dead in a year. This would be a perfect scenario for the Great Reset in America, for setting up any kind of financial system they want, and it's we the people that are going to be able to stop them. We thank you so much, sir, for being on the program. We're going to have you back again and continue our discussion on the Power Hour. Yeah, don't be a stranger this time. I know you've been on the show before, but it's been really fun talking to you this time. Hopefully you folks got a big snootful of the truth out there. Go to jamesperloff.net, bookmark it, research it, read the books. It's always wonderful to have you on the show, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate you. I appreciate the callers and the listeners.
You bet. Well, all right. There you go, folks. And, of course, we did not have a chance to get to all of these news stories out there, but they're available in the email in blast that you're going to be getting in your inbox. In the meantime, you stay safe. Speak softly and carry a big, you know, keep your powder dry. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.